Leland Rooker is the senior editor at Sensi magazine, and he joins us Thursday mornings to talk about the latest news in cannabis. This week, Leland, we're going to talk about a few things, but first, news about a Boulder edibles company that's leaving the city of Boulder because of the annexation and what that means in terms of extra regulations. But they've also gotten good news about sales of one of their products.
Americana, they make the sour leaf gummies. And, you know, we usually think of edibles as being chocolates or, you know, other things. But actually, according to BDS Analytics, which tracks retail sales, it was the top-selling edible in Colorado in 2016. And interestingly enough, it didn't open until 420 last year. So it didn't even have the first quarter. This was all happened in three quarters. So congratulations to Dan Anglin. And I'm so sad that he's going to leave Boulder.
And so just to remind our listeners, the city of Boulder was annexing part of East Boulder, part of the municipalization effort, but that was also encompassing some marijuana, some cannabis businesses. And because now they're in the city of Boulder as opposed to Boulder County, they're now subject to more regulation.
These are some businesses out at the northeast corner of 55th and Arapaho, which used to be in the county, but the city, completely because of its municipalization effort, over the objections of all of these property owners, for this is one of the early examples of this. We've never seen this before, but they actually incorporated them into the city and made them change all of their regulations. And Dan Anglin, the owner of Americana, very upset about that.
Well, in other news, you're taking a look at a very high-profile case, very tragic case, where a man murdered his wife. And marijuana was at the centre of that because his defence attorney was going to say that he had lost his senses due to marijuana ingestion, but that is not now playing out in court.
Yeah, this happened 3 years ago in April, and it was right after legalization happened, you know, within 120 days of legalization happening. And it was really high profile case because it horrendous case, an absolutely horrendous case. A man shoots his wife in their home with their children there. And she was on a 9/11 call because she was concerned about what her husband was doing. And she mentioned, the woman mentioned, Christine Kirk mentioned, that he was on marijuana. And so this made a lot of news, along with another story at just about the same time of a young man who had eaten an edible and had apparently jumped out of a motel window. So there was a lot of publicity about edibles and things like this. The Kirk family then decided to take this case to court and blame the marijuana for what the man had done.
So there was a lawsuit filed on the part of the victim's family against the marijuana company. That's a wrongful death case. That's still pending. But the criminal case against Richard Kirk, that is where the marijuana plea has been removed. The marijuana element has been removed.
Correct. Richard Kirk pleaded guilty to the murder of his wife in the second degree. So he'll serve 25 to 30 years in prison. And the other thing is he gives up rights to his children, to Christine Kirk's parents, and he'll be on parole for a mandatory 5 years upon being released. But that's a while off.
But he had tried to use marijuana as part of his defense to say that he wasn't culpable.
The whole case was based around his lawyers saying that the that he would never have done this except that he consumed marijuana. But there was no marijuana found in his body, and there was a joint of marijuana there in the house, and it hadn't been touched.
Well, we shall see what happens with that wrongful death suit, because that is still winding its way through the courts.
You know, that's still there, and we'll see what happens. But given this guilty plea, I think that'll probably change too.
You can read about that and more at sensimag.com and catch the new edition of Sensi magazine at newsstands around the metro area. Thanks, Leland.